not totally all finished it yet, but there's bits in this book that I've been reading, written by a father, Walter Cizek, who was in a concentration camp in Auschwitz. And the book's called He Leadeth Me. And he says in the beginning that it took him a long time to write the story. He survived the concentration camp, not like many others. But it took him a long time to write the story. And in this story, I heard things that really I feel like I need to share with you, because it could be sometimes part of your story. You know, maybe you're not in a concentration camp or have been in one, but there is times when we have suffering in our life. Every man's life contains its share of suffering. Each of us is occasionally driven almost to despair, to ask why God allows such evil and suffering in our lives, to feel like it's overtaken us, to feel like, where is God? Why, Lord? Why such suffering? In these times of despair, these darkest of hours, Father says he has learnt to turn to God for consolation and to trust in him alone. In the concentration camp where he managed to survive, he said it was God's providence. It was God who he alone saved him. He said, through these long years of isolation and suffering, God had led me to an understanding of life and his love that only those who have experienced it can fathom. So it's only those who've experienced this suffering, this aloneness, this abandonment, can then fully understand the love that God has for them, the life that God has given to them. He said God had stripped away from him many of the external consolations, physical and religious, that man relies on, and had left me with a core of simple truths that guided me. He was first stripped away from where he was. I've got a lovely bird in the background. Anyway, he first stripped away from where he was, where he could not say Mass. He wasn't yet been sent to the concentration camps, but he could not say Mass. Or if he did, the people would not come because they're in fear of getting taken away, of the soldiers, the German soldiers coming and hurting them, causing their family to harm. He said their faith was not lost, but the practice of their faith was not able to occur. And in the concentration camp, though, it was stripped away even more of his consolation of physical comfort, of his religion, of his religious worship, of saying Mass. But he could still worship. He could still love. He could still turn to God. He just couldn't depend on these other ways. And there was the simple truth that God guided him and gave him strength and courage. When stress comes, uncertainty comes, suffering comes, war on your doorstep, pray and trust God. He learnt when stress comes, when war came to him, when suffering came to him, he could only trust and love God. He was often supported by routines. He realized he was a very routine sort of person. As a priest, he would get up and say the morning prayers, the holy office that they say every day at different times of day. He would say Mass. He would go talk, you know, reach to the poor, talk to them, you know, go and visit those who were sick and dying. But when all this was taken away, he was floundering at first. He said, when the world is in upheaval, suddenly everything has changed. Life will never be the same again. He recognized this over a period of time. War can destroy the church. or feel like it does. The loss of a loved one can feel like it's destroyed you. A sudden crisis in the family. Fear can creep in. Fear can like stick to yourself. But an increase of love and dependence on Jesus can occur if we let it, if we turn to Him in our time of need. He questioned, why evil? Why persecutions? Why disasters? Why no shepherds allowed to go to reach the sheep? Why no priests? Why no church? He said faith was not lost, but the fear of practicing it was prevalent. And he came to Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. And he came to have this love within him of God that he'd never had before. The routines, the way he used to worship helped him, but he didn't need it to worship God. He didn't need them to love the Lord with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. He asked, how long, Lord, do you allow enemies to triumph over us? God was trying to wean him off of trusting in kings, in principalities, in prestige, in the world, but trust in the power of God totally. Our faith must only be in Him alone. Our faith comes from our God. God alone is faithful to us. The governments, he realized, weren't truth. The governments didn't care for people in many ways. They often cared for themselves. People who had the power to help often were scared themselves and didn't help. He said, you can be a Christian, but to truly be a disciple, you need to carry your cross and leave your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your routines, everything that you know, and follow the Lord Jesus. Now, he didn't choose to do this straight away. He was, pushed into it, shoved into it by the Germans. But he knew the love of God. He fell back into the loving arms of God. And he said his faith was stronger, his love was deeper because of the suffering he went through and the suffering of others. He became a better man, a better priest, a better worshipper, a better lover of the living God because of what he'd gone through. And I want to encourage you that maybe, like I said, you're not in a concentration camp, but your life is full of suffering. You cannot see a way out. Turn to God. He will bring you peace and strength and courage, and your love for him will go deeper. You will truly know the living God who will come and rescue you. Maybe the disease doesn't go away. Maybe the cancer doesn't go away. Maybe the suffering of whatever it is does not go away. But you will have peace within yourself. You will know the living God, and you will be a better person for it. May I encourage you to turn to Him. I have sometimes had different suffering in my life, and when I turn to Him, turn to the only one who is faithful, the only one that can give me 100% what I need, I'm a better person. I'm a happier person. I'm a more contented person. I'm a more loving person because I truly know the love of my living God. Be encouraged. If you want to read the book, it's called He Leadeth Me. And it's always God who leads us to Himself to his perfect self and to a perfect plan for each and every one of our lives.